Yes, happy Mother's Day, everybody. And I'm thankful that I had a great mom. And I really had a good mom. Ray and I were talking about, we were both blessed with good mothers, and I can think of my mom, and, you know, never drank, never smoked, never, and she, you know, she, even getting angry or losing her tongue a little bit, you know, saying, shoot, you know, when she was trying to hold that back, and she just was an excellent example for all of us in our family in that respect. So I am thankful, Lord, for a good mom. But I heard something getting ready this morning, and I thought, boy, that is really something to grab a hold of. And I've heard it before and read it, but it didn't quite hit me like it did this morning. Now I'm going to read you this. I hope I can make some sense of it, out of it for you. And that is out of Hebrews. Hebrews 4th chapter, I'm going to, and specifically verse 15, but I'm going to go up a couple of verses here to get the whole picture of this. And it's kind of hard to get a hold of, really, but we'll try. For the word of God is, in verse 12, for the word of God is living and powerful and sharper than any two-edged sword. We've all heard that before, right? Yeah. Two-edged sword, piercing even to the division of soul and spirit, and of joints and marrow, and is a discerner of the thoughts and intents of the heart. And there is no creature hidden from his sight, but all things are naked and open to the eyes of him to whom we must give account. Seeing then that we have a great high priest who has passed through the heavens, Jesus, the Son of God, let us hold fast our confession. Here's the verse. For we do not have a high priest who cannot sympathize with our weaknesses. So we know what two negatives in a sentence mean, right? It means a positive. This, I don't know why they worded that way. For we do not have a high priest who cannot. In other words, we have a high priest who can, who does sympathize with our weaknesses, but was in all points tempted as we are, yet without sin. So, when I heard that and the way that person was explaining it, I thought, sometimes, maybe all of us, I don't want to speak for myself, sometimes you're wondering, Lord, are you listening? Have you ever went through this? Can you understand this? But he went through everything. He went through everything that we go through. Yet, without sin, he was. But I am thankful that we have a high priest who knows all of our concerns, our hurts, our wounds. He experienced them all. Our temptations, he experienced them all and overcame all of them. So there is our example. We can take heart knowing that anything we are facing, he faced. Whether it's, you know, of a temptation, of a hurt, a heartache, heartbreak, he went through it. So I am thankful that my high priest, your high priest, knows all, can sympathize, and does sympathize with all our hurts and all our heartbreak. So anyway, I hope I made a little big sense of that. That I am so thankful that we have Jesus at the right hand of our Father, interceding on our behalf, no matter what. I'm thankful that where it says we must give account, the blood of Jesus covers us. Yes, we give account, but through all the things we give account for, he washes clean. You know, thank you, Jesus, for making it possible to be acceptable unto our Heavenly Father.
Thank you, Lord.
So, Father God, I thank you. I thank you for my high priest. I thank you for the Son of the living God, my Savior, my Redeemer. I thank you for his sacrifice on the cross. I thank you, Lord, that you gave him. You gave him for us to save us. And I thank you. It is an awesome thing, Father God, that you loved us so much that you gave your only begotten Son. So, Lord, we worship you, we thank you, we praise you, and we pray that this is this worship service, this praise service is a pleasant thing. May our incense rise unto you. May you be pleased by it. In Jesus' name, Father, I thank you. Amen.
Amen.
Good morning.
If you have your Bibles this morning, I would like you to turn to Psalms 150. I think this is a day when we need to do some praising. For all the blessings that mothers have been blessed with their children. And the ones that want to be moms, keep standing in faith, because I know the Lord will bless you with your heart's desire.
Amen.
Let us all praise the Lord. Praise the Lord. Praise him in the sanctuary. Praise him, his almighty infirmity. Praise him for his mighty acts. Praise him according to his excellent greatness. Praise him with the sound of the trumpet. Praise him with the lute and the harp. Praise him with the tambourine and the dance. Praise him with the string instruments and flutes. Praise him with the loud cymbals. Praise him with clashing cymbals. Let everything that has breath praise the Lord. Praise the Lord. Amen.
Amen.
Well, how do you like our Mother Day bulletin? Isn't it beautiful?
Gorgeous.
I just loved it. I said, Diane, we got to do something other. We create our own bulletins, and we came up with this. Happy Mother's Day. Her children arise up and call her blessed. Proverbs 31:28. And the other thing inside says, celebrate the gift of life given by God to us and enjoy this special day. Happy Mother's Day. I thought that was powerful. And I love flowers, and I was kind of just going over different things, and I found this card, and it says the same verse that I just read to you, Proverbs 31:28, her children rise up and call her blessed, and it says, God knew all the things that a mother should be. Understanding and thoughtful and wise with infinite patience. Amen. With insight and skill and laughter to shine in her eyes. So she took all these things and he gave them to all the mothers today. And he made every one of us mothers, and we were the dearest by far. So this wish of love and much gratitude to all the mothers today, because you are a wonderful mother. Amen. I received this from my daughter-in-law, and I received this from her like 10 years ago. And I was so humbled to know that my daughter-in-law calls me mom. And I have a beautiful daughter-in-law. I have a beautiful daughter. But it just impressed me to know that she sent such a lovely card. And I felt like the Lord wanted me to share that to you, that when your children can rise up and bless you, what else could you ask for? Amen. My message today is going to come out of 2 Corinthians 4:17. I want to talk to you about a mother of pearl. And I do have some pearls up here. And I don't know if you ever noticed all the beautiful different, oh, there it is, thank you, Mike. All the different colors that are in pearls. And this was just a set that I grabbed, and I can wear them long or I can wear them short. And you know, it just seems like pearls can go on everywhere. It can go on so many different outfits. And you know, this used to be called the old lady jewelry. And I laugh because now that I'm an old lady, I really do enjoy all the pearl sets that I have because I know what it took to make these beautiful pearls. And so as I was preparing this, I found out that pearls are formed because of the grit of life. And the Lord takes this and he makes these beautiful, beautiful pearls. And so I ask you today, do you have it in you to take a little bit of that storm and take a little bit of that grit and allow the Lord to change who you are so that you can be beautiful not only on the inside but on the outside? And only the Lord can change us. And I wrote down here in 2 Corinthians 4:17, excuse me, that says, "For our light affliction, which is but for a moment, worketh for us a far more exceedingly and eternal weight of glory." You know, before the Lord returns, his glory comes and it changes you and I because we're supposed to be vessels of honor. And sometimes for some of us, you know, it's just got to replace that vessel a little bit. But for some of us, he's got to crush that vessel, reshape it, you reglaze it, you know, put it on the potter's wheel, do all kinds of things to shape us in the way that he wants us to be. Pearls, as a gift, has been considered from time to time to last forever. These pearls, I think, were some of my mom's. And I was just amazed, how many different sets of pearls that she had. Like Joe said, he gave credit to his mom. I give credit to my mom. There were 6 kids in my family. There were 5 girls. We're all a year apart. My mother had her hands full with all of us girls. But my mother, truthfully, was a great example of a mom. Now, I never heard my mom swear. I never saw my mom drink. And my mother always encouraged us, which today sounds like, oh yeah, right. But that is exactly the way she was. She was a great example for us. She's in heaven today. But Joe and I were kind of going through that, how great our moms were and how they encouraged us. And my mom always told me that you need to be a lady. And I enjoy that. I'm up here because my husband, well, the Lord called me to do this, but it's all through his grace and mercy. I don't have nothing special. And so when I come before the Lord, he anoints me to be able to stand at this pulpit. And I really have to die of myself to do this. And he gives me a great love for people. And I have a real concern for Benzie County when the Lord moved us up here. How many people were just hurt in some way or another, and how the Lord wanted Joe and I just to bring that little taste of who he was, that he is full of love. And I love that. And this big heart up here, I've used this quite a lot, and the Lord has never allowed me to take it down. Really, really, don't you say this year, girls?
Yeah.
And on there is love, because there's a lot of fake love out there. But I want you to know that Jesus loves you. and that Jesus loves all the mothers that are here today. One of the things that I wrote down here too is that pearls convey the deepest of affection and esteem worth of an individual in the eyes of another. I'm always going to do that. I'm always going to talk about my mom and say good things about her and other people that the Lord has allowed me to know. I had a spiritual mom. My mom was very spiritual. She was a pastor's daughter. But the spiritual mom, Joe and I and all of our children were raised under for 30 years, was full of the Holy Ghost, Spirit-filled. And we come from a large church, and there isn't a church that big up here at all where we came from. And one of the things that she always did was she always prayed for the moms or the dads or the children, and she always encouraged us that we could be all that we could be as long as we followed Jesus. And Jesus had to be first. So I give credit to Pastor Bernice Matici, who just went to be with the Lord maybe a couple years ago. And her son is my age, and he leads praise and worship and at different churches. He's also been to the International House of Prayer to pray. But one of the things was she was a, how can you say it, like a spiritual mom to us. And anytime we did something wrong, believe me, she corrected us. Why are you saying that? So besides your mom, your natural mom, I don't know about you, hopefully you have a spiritual mom, someone that's guiding you and helping you, and as long as they follow Jesus, that's a gem, something to treasure. And when we moved up here, I could not believe how many people knew Pastor Bernice Matici. It was amazing to Joe and I. And then a couple people that we got a chance to be here for a little while, and they moved on to another church or another state or whatever, found out that my grandfather had baptized them. Tell me, it's a small world, isn't it? So all I want to tell you is this, that the Lord has his hands on all moms. And I can remember that there were times I had good kids, not because I'm talking to Facebook or whatever. I'm telling you, I really had good kids. I didn't go through it. Some of the things that people go through with their kids up here. I just didn't. And if they did anything wrong, I would say, it stops right here. You're done. And we always took our children to church. And I want to encourage parents today, moms today, single moms today, bring your kids to church. Get your kids involved knowing who God is. Because without making God first in their life, they will fail. And I'm thankful for that. I think I was like 7 when I accepted the Lord. So it's been way over 50 some years that the Lord has allowed me to really know him. And every year I know him more and more. And I think what is also important is how much the Lord takes us and where we're at and how he changes us. He gives us a beauty. Do you ever notice women that are Christian women, how they just sparkle? How you can talk to them about anything? I get really excited about that, knowing that, you know, once the Lord touches you, you're touched. And there's nothing like it. So I like to pay a tribute, if I may, to a lowly C. Mollis and what the Lord brought out of that shell, out of that mollus. A beauty that can't even be put into words by pain born of its bosom. It wasn't a gem that was dug out of the earth. What brings to my mind when I wrote that was, I remember my Sean when he was just a little boy. I don't know how old he was then, maybe 5 or 6, and he found this paperweight, and it looked like a diamond, and I still have it. He chuckles today because he's in his 30s. And I say, Sean, did you ever give your mama this? And he goes, I gave you that, mama. Why would I ever give you something? you want this special gem. This is the best diamond that I can give to you. And yesterday when I was cleaning out my china closet, I pulled out that little paperweight and I started to laugh. And anybody that would have walked by goes, you know, okay, what are you laughing at? But it was that gem reminded me how precious my son was, still is, but when he was just a little boy, how he brought that gem. And that's what the Lord showed me about everybody that's among us in here, that you are a special gem to him, and there's none other like you. And you don't have to be like anybody else. You can just be you. He created you and gave you a special destiny. Isn't that powerful? I love that. So anyways, the pearl was a gem not dug out of the earth, and it required polishing. And you know, like gems require polishing and cutting and shaping and kind of all that. And I just remember things like that and making them perfect and everything. But isn't that amazing that all the different things that went on to that little pearl inside that oyster shell, which we call a mollusk because I'm a science person, everything, the dirt, the water, the salt, started shaping and polishing and making it beautiful. And according to the Word of God, we are the special pearl to God. Isn't that awesome? That we are so special to Him. You know, this message is just short. I'm sure maybe someone could actually do a better job with it. But I love that idea of the mother of pearl that we are. And Jesus takes our crazy life and He makes us beautiful. And when I first saw that video about the flower that was just laying down, you know, sometimes you feel like that as a mom. Then all of a sudden Jesus comes, loves on it. Maybe He gives water to us. Maybe He gives food to us. And then all of a sudden that flower starts growing and gets beautiful. And that's what He does for you and I. He makes us beautiful. And as I kind of wrote this, a pearl is the product of an irritation which was transformed into beauty. And the other thing that I put down here is if we are born again, if we've accepted the Lord as our personal Savior, that all of God's children have the ability to be hardwired into Him. The closer you get in His presence, the closer you get to know Him. The more time you spend with Him, the more He changes you. I don't know about you, but I was excited when we kind of met at the river and everybody kind of shared a little bit of this or prayed about that, what was ever in their heart. And I was really excited about that everybody kind of got out of their comfort zones a little bit, and everybody didn't really know. I didn't know anybody that was there. Well, I didn't know one person. But isn't it awesome that God took that, Mary, and just gave glory to Him? And that's what it's all about. And as moms, we're to bring glory to Him. We're to raise our children, if you have children, the best that you can. And I remember that many times when I just really didn't have an answer for my kids or Joe didn't have an answer, we would just pray as a family. So as a mom, it was important to pray. It was important to tell your kids that that is where they can get their answer from. And I'm thankful for that because now that our kids are in their 30s, Joe and I chuckle when they say, you know, Mom, Dad, you know, I prayed about that. Or, you know, we took this to God. Or we did what you said about taking communion every day. It was so powerful that when you plant that seed and then all of a sudden you start seeing that grow. And that's what God does in us. Every day we have to come before Him, and He changes us and makes us better. The other thing that I put down here is that He gives us a promise. And the promise that He gives to all mothers, since that's who I'm talking to, is that when He turns that grid of life into something beautiful, it's for you, but it's also for you to give away to someone else. It's for you to give who you are away to someone. I believe the answer to the question is yes, Lord, whatever you want me to do, however you want me to give to someone else, because we need more mothers in a church, loving upon these kids that are coming up. They need to know they're important. So to be a mother is really a gift from Him. I want to see what else the Lord had here. Sometimes our journey can be sweet, and sometimes our journey can be joy-filled. And sometimes we can sing a song unto Him. But truthfully, some of us have gone through some pretty tough times. Sorrow, sadness, complaining. The difference is what comes out of that. When we take all these complaints and everything that we're going through and we give it to the Lord, it's amazing how He can change us to be that beautiful pearl. But we have to be willing to give Him all that. And another thing that I wrote down here, too, is I was really thinking about, you know, some of the things that I've gone through in life and having a daughter-in-law and having a daughter. I wanted to teach them what it was like to be a mom and how important it was to be a mom and how important what they say can either from our tongue speak life or speak death. And so, you know, I do that all the time. I try to send some word of encouragement. In fact, I was talking to my daughter about a certain circumstance that she was going through, and I thought, oh my gosh, you know, Lord, what did I say? Why couldn't I come up with some kind of a, I don't know, a good scripture? Or I just spoke from my heart. So anyways, I ended up getting an email from her, and she goes, Mom, thanks for listening. Thanks for the advice. I thought I blew it. And sometimes we feel that way as moms, but I want you to know that when we give it to the Lord, He can make it into something. Even our conversation, He can make it into something. So I was thankful about that. The other thing that I wrote down here is that we shouldn't be full of gloom, be down all the time. We should think of what the Lord has done. I gave you my short little testimony, which most people wouldn't even talk about, but I know what God did to me. I know how He changed me. And the hardest part was I had to forgive that person. And it wasn't just to help them out. I didn't really know who they were, but God knows. But you know what was so powerful was it set me free. It set me free that I could help other people, that I could encourage other people. I could tell them, hey, look at me. Look what the Lord's done for me. I have a beautiful family, and I'm thankful. We're very, very close. And what I'm trying to say is that was all God's doing. It was all His doing. And never give up as moms. When, you know, your children have gone astray or whatever, never give up. There's something in a mama. You become this mama bear. And you start defending your kids. You start defending people. You know, I defended a child that was having a very difficult time here in Benzie County. And in fact, I couldn't believe everything that I truthfully had said. But these parents really began to take a second look at what was going on. So what I'm trying to say is, this isn't just for you. You're blessed. But what can you give to another family? How can you encourage another family? You know, I'm a child advocate. I defend kids. I fight for kids. I think they got as many rights as we do. And I don't know if that's the mama part of me, the Christ-like part of me, I don't know. But I'm just telling you right now, every one of us should start thinking of those kids that are right here in this area that don't want to live anymore. No one cares about them. We need to be concerned. We need to be praying for kids. I worked with a counselor at one of the schools here, and things that she told me that she was just so devastated, and she was a counselor for over, I think it was like 27 years she was a counselor in the area. She goes, Maria, I've never seen anything like it. I've just never seen kids not knowing like where their food is, where they're going to sleep, whatever, or just terrible things. And what I want to encourage everybody that's in here, you can make a change. You can pray for the families in Benson County. You can pray for the families that the Lord would touch them and encourage them and show them a different way. All over the world, people can pray. There's nothing like the power of prayer. And the most important thing is, God sees you, moms. God knows who you are. And He wouldn't allow you to be a mom if He didn't know what He could do through you for your children or your grandbabies. I love my grandbabies. I get excited when I'm around them. In fact, if I may, I was talking to my grandson, Ian. And I said, Ian, I says, what are you doing? You're making so much noise. He goes, yeah, Grandma, I'm on the trampoline. I says, well, I was trying to talk to your dad, and you're just jumping and jumping. I can barely hear him. I says, are you being a good boy today? Quietness. He goes, not really, Grandma. And I thought, how do you respond to that? So I just said, Ian, Grandma loves you, and you better be a good boy. And so I would tell him, because I'm going to be a good boy, Grandma. So what I'm trying to say to you is, you know, you can give words of encouragement very easily. And I have a great concern. It's because I don't see children disciplined anymore. Kids run wild. And children need to be disciplined. Children need to know their rightful place and what to do. And I think as moms, I believe that we can bless the kids and we can teach them in a nice way. And I think that that's a responsibility that we should have. And I think that only through the grace of God can we be gentle. Can we have peace? Can we give love? You know, cheerful is not a natural thing. It's something God puts inside of us. And the other thing that I put down here is Jesus was a gentle lamb. I think as mothers today, we need to be a gentle lamb as well. And even Jesus, as gentle as he was, what I thought was really awesome was he always went out for that one that was lost. And he always had that staff, and he could pull that little stinker in. And I think we need to do that as moms. We need to pray for our kids. When they go astray, we keep on praying for them, and we start just bringing them in, bringing them in, bringing them in. So if I may, I wish that every mother that is here would know that they are mothers of pearl. And spiritually, when hurts come your way, God can heal that hurt if you give it to Him. Spiritually speaking, every action that mothers should take is to change difficult situations with the grace of God. With His grace. Instead of complaining, they praise Him. Instead of fretting, like everything's going crazy, they seek His grace, day in and day out. And out they claim the promises that God will work out the good for them and for their children and their grandchildren. And one of the things, if I may say, is don't bow down to pressure. Pressure is going to be there. Don't bow down to stress. I can tell you that God can help you get through that if you can trust in Him, have faith in Him. So if I may, don't bow down even to doubt. You know, like, oh, I can't do this. No, this isn't all the negative. What I want to share with you today is to worship Him, continue worshiping Him, continue trusting Him. Continue that when you take that live coal from the throne room of God, that's what it says in Revelation, when you come before Him, you take that coal and it places on your lips and you change. Could be your mouth, could be your attitude, could be your mindset. And one of the things I wrote down here too, that God has given many people mothers. mothers that could help him. I am really thankful. I had a great mom, like I said, but I remember one time my daughter had a, or our daughter had an attempt, and it was like 3 in the morning. Nothing was open, and I remember Joe and I holding her, pacing up and down, praying for her. I'm thankful because my husband was a prayer warrior, and he'd just pick up her, start praying in tongues, and we'd come right back down, and then I'd do it until that temperature broke. We never gave up. And we trusted in God. And I like to share that for Mother's Day is maybe you weren't a Christian mom when you had your child. That doesn't mean you can't change and be the mom that God wants you to be today. The other thing that the Lord also placed on my heart was this, is that when we understand what makes these beautiful pearls, all the troubles and all the hardships and all the hurts and how he takes us all through it, and he changes us daily. And I get excited about that. So when I saw these pearls, I thought of my mom having all 6 of us and what she had to go through and what she had to endure. And so as Joe and I were kind of thinking of our moms last night, I thought, thank you, Lord. I didn't appreciate them, and there were a lot. But I can appreciate all that she did for me. Amen?
Amen.
The other thing is maybe you never had children. That does not mean that you can't be a mother to one of the kids in this church or in another church or wherever you go. You can guide them. You can love on them. You can teach them decent. You can say, well, you know, I don't think you should do that, sweetheart. I think you should try this. We all have a place as mothers in this world. But God wouldn't have had mothers. And I think it was more than just childbearing. We have to give what the Lord has given to us. And the other thing that I put down here is that there is something about blessing God for your circumstances that take away the sting of what might it had been like if you hadn't trusted him. Do you ever kind of look back and say, ooh, Lord, I'm happy to answer that prayer. Ooh, Lord, I'm thankful that you keep going this direction with me. Oh, Lord, please forgive me of my attitude. And one of the things I wrote down here is you have to take authority. You have to take authority in Jesus' name over your family and over your life. And you have to trust in him because he will guide you. And I can tell you that, you know, to follow him for 50-some years, I can tell you truthfully how he's taken me to different levels. So if I may, I want to tell you, look at yourself. You are created in God's image, and you are a beautiful mother, a mother of pearl, that God has taken you through circumstances, and he wants you to be all that he wants you to be. He loves us. I think that's powerful to be loved. You know, some kids, you know, I taught school for 33 years, and I worked with some of the handicapped kids. I did that for 18 years, and then I worked with regular kids, if there is such a thing as regular kids. And I can truthfully tell you that of all the students I ever had, all they wanted to be is loved. They wanted someone to care, someone to say a kind word about them, even when they were stinkers. And so I can truthfully stand before you and say, thank you, Lord, for allowing me to be a mom. I didn't even think I had a mother credentials. But God was so good, taught me so much. And I'm thankful for my babies. I'm thankful for my mom and my spiritual mom. And I'm looking forward to every person in here being the spiritual mom that God wants you to be. Amen. Amen.